Let's get out of Foxborough and talk with New England Patriot safety Devin McCourty. Our conversation with Devin is brought to you by New England Kubota Tractor Dealers and Town Fair Tire. Hey, Devin, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks. I just read Jason's piece in The Athletic. He says he doesn't understand why people think you guys look alike.
We really don't, though.
No, you really do.
Well, a little bit.
When we were young, we looked alike. Now we just look like siblings.
He also did give the great story where Belichick called you guys over at one point during a practice early on and said, "Do you guys have to wear the same sleeves?"
Not fair.
He threw another letter that started with an F.
I know.
Now, looking at this matchup on Sunday, Devin, obviously Keenan Allen, one of the best receivers in the league, but I look at a guy like Mike Williams. Maybe the catches and the yards aren't there, but he seems like one hell of a matchup.
Yeah, I mean, and especially once you watch him in the red area, when Keenan Allen went out against Kansas City, I mean, he finished with three touchdowns and the game-winning two-point conversion. So definitely a bigger target. Comes alive, I think, when Rivers is throwing the ball down the field, even intermediate ball. He does a really good job if the balls and his catch radius are coming down with it. So we definitely got to be aware of him.
How big a factor has Gates been in their offense this year?
He's always a factor. Like when I think the biggest difference really in his game is he's just not out there all the time. Like, you know, before he would be out there damn near every snap. Mm-hmm. Now he's not out there as much, but when he's out there, he's always going to be a target. He's always really good, you know, at the line of scrimmage and at the top of the route to get open and make catches. So even though he probably doesn't have the stats that he used to have, he's still a guy, you know, that if you don't cover him and pay attention to him, he can hurt you.
Does it help at all that with Phillip Rivers, you got a pretty good idea of where he's going to be and what he's going to do? You're not worried about him, you know, breaking contain and heading out. He doesn't want to run any more than your quarterback does.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing is different. You know, we just haven't had that in a while. You know, we played a lot of these quarterbacks where we talk about, you know, us trying to keep him in the pocket. So, you know, we talked about this week of having an awareness that we can't let him just sit back there and step in the throws and, you know, be good in the pocket. Because if he is, he's going to be very accurate, you know, deep ball, short, intermediate. But he can do all of that. So it's important to not just let him sit there in the middle of the pocket and make plays.
Going back to your brother for a second, he's got to be thrilled. His first playoff game, 10-year career, he's had a lot of individual success. The team success hasn't been there. So he's got to be as excited as anybody for this game on Sunday.
Yeah, and I think he's been a great, you know, focal leader talking about that, talking about how 10 years in the league, you know, at a lot of points he thought he'd never play in the playoffs. Like, he just thought that's what his career would be. And, you know, now to get that opportunity, he's been a great guy to watch all week, coming in, being prepared, practicing as hard as he possibly can. I think guys have really, you know, taken notice to that and learning from it.
Just back to Rivers real quickly. Has his arm strength fallen off at all, or is he still throwing the ball as well as ever?
I mean, he's still getting the ball where he needs to get it. You know, I mean, you watch the deep ball he threw versus Cleveland. They had three guys around.
Yeah.
Terrell Williams, and, you know, Terrell Williams is the only one that could catch it and come down with it. So I think as much as, you know, people watch quarterbacks as they get older and talk about arm strength, to me the biggest thing is, are they getting the ball where they want it? And, you know, you watch Phillip Rivers, he's definitely still doing that.
What's your biggest concern for Sunday?
Well, I just think we have to be prepared from all 11 spots of reading our keys and doing our job. Because when you play against these great quarterbacks, there's not one guy that they'll beat you with. They know how to spread the ball around. They know what coverage you're in. They know what play they want to get to. So you have to be ready to kind of play on every front. You know, you can't just say, you know, we'll stop one guy and he'll have no one else to throw to. Because, you know, Phillip Rivers is going to find the guy that he wants in whatever matchup. So it's one of those games where everyone needs to do their job, and we need all 11 guys playing good football.
Do you guys consider the weather much of an advantage one way or the other? Obviously, you guys are used to the cold weather. I feel like some people, you know, dumb media people like us, some of them make it out to be a huge deal. Others say it's no factor at all. How do you guys feel?
I don't think it'll be much of a factor. You got, you know, a team that's coming in here that knows there's no tomorrow. You know, we're the home team. We know there's no tomorrow. Both teams are going to go out there and give it everything they got. Both teams are going to be prepared as much as possible. It's just going to come down to who executes better Sunday afternoon.
Tons of playoff experience on this team, obviously, but what's been the message to some of the younger guys that may not have that kind of playoff experience?
I think they've done a good job of just watching the veterans. You know, whatever we say, they're just doing it. How we practice, how we, you know, prepare, they're just watching and doing those things. So I think that's the best thing they can do, watch older guys and then continue to play how they played all season. That's been a message we've told them. It's football at the end of the day. You know, you guys have worked hard to be in this position. Just keep playing how you've been playing all year, and realize the intensity will pick up and all those things. But at the end of the day, you just got to play good football.
Now, I know Brian Flores is certainly focused on, you know, this playoff run, but he is interviewed for some jobs. It sounds like the Miami Dolphins would be interested in him. What kind of head coach do you think Flores would be?
Well, he's a great leader. You know, I think the greatest thing is, you know, we haven't talked about that all week this week. It's been all on the Chargers and getting ready to go. So he's been a great leader for me as a coach and as a person, of helping influence me as a father and a husband. So he's been a great guy and mentor.
Finally, before we let you go, did you give Jason any one piece of advice, and what was it you told him, the difference between regular season and playoff football?
Just intensity. And I think he already knew it. He's been to these games. He's been to a game or two before to watch the game. He's watched playoffs throughout his whole career. I think he even can sense it from, you know, watching. And, you know, he's just so excited. I haven't really said much to him, and he's ready to go.
Devin, good luck this weekend. We appreciate the time as always.
No, thank you.